Chapter 7, The Sumari Development. The rich life of the psyche provides the creative ingredients from which we form our daily lives. There are always new possibilities for action and fulfillment just beneath the surface, ready to emerge in response to the events of our days. Such upthrusts of energy and creativity are given precisely when they are needed, if only we are flexible enough to recognize and accept them. Looking back, it's obvious that such stirrings were rustling just below my consciousness during that entire summer and fall. My other universe experience happened on November 4th. On November 15th, Rob mailed the final manuscript of Seth Speaks, signaling the end of a creative endeavor. And on November 16th, my father died. The Sumari development began on November 23rd, at the same time, seemingly out of nowhere. I didn't know my father well. He died at 67, quickly. I hadn't seen him in several years, so he actually seemed as alive, dead, as he ever had been, except that no more occasional letters came. Yet I think that his death had something to do with what happened a week later. In fact, all of the events of our lives were also probably connected. The earlier death of Rob's father, his mother's situation, and the simple process of continued living in which death plays more of a part as parents die. The psyche's truth, as I'm now learning, deals with a different order of events, yet one that is connected the ordinary episodes of our lives. These truths are so richly woven that they often appear dramatically clothed in symbols, transformed into art. Our cultural beliefs, unfortunately, make us suspect the psyche's deep knowledge